It's time now for Super Psychologist, Dr. Mara Karpel, and your golden years.
To Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years this evening and every Sunday evening at 5 p.m. Central Time, and that's 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com and on drmarakarpel.com. And today is Sunday, September the 24th, and happy autumn to everyone. It doesn't feel like autumn here. It's pretty hot here in Austin still, and we are back here in beautiful but hot Austin, Texas, live in our studio in the Frost Bank Building in downtown Austin. And Art Mendoza of Accomplice Entertainment, producer of this program, is here with us to make the show run. And we have another great program in store for you. In a few minutes, we'll be joined in the studio by Jihan Baraka, founder of the Global Quantum Shift. And this time, Jihan joins us to talk about the paradox of being and becoming, finding meaning in everyday life. So that should be very interesting. And then later in the program, Laura Gelazunas will report in from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, to let us know what the American retirees are up to in paradise. And Art Mendoza, producer of this program, will be telling us about the future artists that will be coming on the program and what to expect. And along the way, I will be talking about sticking to your dreams, why and how. And throughout this evening's program, we will have time to take your questions. So if you have any questions or comments for me or for my guests, please feel free to give a call. The toll-free number is 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. Or you can email or tweet your questions to me, and I will read them on the air to my guests. Best to email it rather than tweet. That's easier for me to see. And my email address is drmara, that's D-R-M-A-R-A, at DrMaraKarpel.com, DrMaraKarpel.com. And you can hear this evening's program again by going to my website, and the link to the podcast, along with any website links or important information from this show, will be posted later tonight or early tomorrow morning. But you can hear the podcast in as soon as 5 minutes after the show ends by going directly to Blog Talk Radio, that's B-L-O-G, talkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. Your golden years. For information about previous shows, updates about upcoming programs, to listen to previous programs, read my blog, all the latest information, watch the videos, the YouTube videos of the guests who are here in the studio, go to my website, drmarakarpel.com. And my Facebook page, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. You can also hear all of the previous shows by going to blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. And you can read about my upcoming book at my other Facebook page, The Passionate Life by Dr. Mara Karpel. And if this is the first time that you're tuning in, I'm a licensed psychologist from New York City, practicing here in Austin, Texas, and in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. And I work with adults of all ages and have a specialty of working with seniors and caregivers. And for the past few years, I've been evaluating veterans for PTSD. And part of the time, my office is in the wonderful Veterans Resource Center, Heroes Night Out, in Cedar Park, Texas. And for information about that really great resource, you can go to heroesnightout.org. I'm also now launching a video consulting service right here on the internet. So to find out more about that, go to my website, drmarakarpel.com. And if you want to contact me about any of these things, or if you're interested in telling me about something that you feel that I need to know, then you can email me at Dr. Mara, D-R-M-A-R-A, at drmaracarpell.com. You can contact me through my website, drmaracarpell.com, or you can call me at 512-626-6973. This evening's program is produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Coastal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by Dr. Ronald DeVere, neurologist, memory specialist, and author of the book, Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. To make an appointment with Dr. DeVere at his memory clinic in Lakeway, Texas, or to purchase a copy of his book, you can call him at 512-261-7909 or send him an email to rdevere, that's R-D-E-V-E-R-E, at austin.rr.com. And his book is also available on Amazon. This evening's program is also sponsored by StoryHouse. StoryHouse gathers your stories and turns them into multimedia collections that can be shared now and for generations to come. Have StoryHouse over to conduct a private interview in your home or invite them to your next big event or family reunion. StoryHouse, where your memories live. Find out more at yourstoryhouse.com or call 512-296-8752. All right, we're going to take a brief break, play a few commercials, and don't go anywhere because right after the break, Jihan Barak is going to be right here in the studio to talk about finding meaning in everyday life. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Super psychologist Dr. Mara Carpell will be back after words from our sponsors.
About memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the facts. Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask, available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's Disease and Memory Disorders Center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
And we're back. Okay, we are live. Sorry about that, little technical problem. We're live here in the studio, and Jihan Baraka is here with me. Jihan is the founder of the Global Quantum Shift.
Correct.
And you're here to talk about finding meaning in your life.
Well, yeah, more a paradox of life, but yeah.
Okay, yeah. We can get deep. We're going to get deep.
Thank you, Mara.
So, welcome back.
Thank you. I so appreciate being here. And it's nice to be in the studio with you.
Yes. It's more fun than on the phone, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So where do you want to begin?
So, you know what? Why don't we begin with just a little, like a really brief intro to who you are so people know who you are.
Mm-hmm. And that question always amazes me. Who am I? I'm a seeker. I'm a student of life, really. I'm enjoying this life, and I'm also finding it very challenging. And that's mm-hmm. why I talk about the paradox of life being a paradox.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm constantly learning, and I hope I'm also teaching, but
teaching.
I find that I'm really a student. I'm here to learn,
mm-hmm.
and this Earth School of Life lesson, so I can evolve into living and becoming the best of who and what I am and meant to be.
Well, the best teachers are ones who are still learning, right?
I hope so. I hope so.
So let's talk about this paradox, because, you know, I think there are a lot of people out there who might say, what do you mean life is wonderful? I'm dealing with all these problems, so how can it be wonderful?
Okay, so let's take paradox. I've made some of my notes and my definition, okay? So paradox is when in any given moment there is more than one thing happening at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's look at up and down, light and shadow, cold and hot. There's two sides. I remember years ago somebody told me about life's paradox. I didn't quite understand, and I was a bit upset as to why does it have to have these polar opposites, you know? And so that's one thing now I'm realizing, that there's always this two sides. And in any given moment, in the moment, I have a choice how I respond to the paradox.
So the two things are happening at one time.
Right. Mm-hmm. There's always two things, you know. So for let's take nature. We see destruction, which we see a lot of right now with the earthquakes and the hurricanes. And at the same time, there is new vegetation coming into being. There's new aspects of nature constantly in creation, in motion.
Right.
So it's the coming out and the coming in, like breath. The breath of in and out. It's, you know, can't have one without the other. And so that's what I'm seeing in life as a metaphor. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Like death and birth.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Constant.
Right.
Right, and so even during the hurricane, I was listening to stories of babies being born. And yet everything is utter chaos and falling apart, but yet there's life coming into being in nature and, you know, creation.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do we deal with that? That can be very upsetting, right? It's confusing and disturbing.
Yeah, it is. And so here's what I'm experiencing as, you know, we've shared conversations before. I had planned this year to take off and just focus on writing my book. I was so ready. So I, you know, had a, bought a place close to town where I, a very quiet place where I could just read and write. However, the universe had a different plan for me. So there's a curveball or a trajectory changed. And so what I'm realizing is, it's wonderful to have goals, and I believe in having goals. And at the same time, it's, for me, what I'm learning, be open and receptive to what the universe is here to also gift me. And so I spend a lot of time resisting that. And what I've realized now, after I had almost a meltdown, well, I did have a meltdown. I'm not going to use a nervous breakdown, but I think I was headed that way because I was resisting the fact that my life had changed. I have a different trajectory. Life wants something different from me. And so, you know, Mark Nepo, one of my favorite authors, he says, either you are broken open or you willfully shed. Either you're broken open or you willfully shed. And so I realized I'm heading towards a place where I may be broken open. So I'm going to really heed this call. Which is different from what I perceived it to be and imagined it to be and wrote about what I wanted it to be, and accept this invitation with grace and say, okay, I'm going to willfully shed and I'm going to go on this path because I'm not sure exactly what it means. And this path, to be more clear, is taking care of my parents as they're aging.
And that's a path that many of us are on, right?
Right. And it's a very arduous path, not a path I'm familiar with, and with a lot of responsibility, a lot of time and energy that I'm, besides the other resources that I'm, you know, spending right now.
Yeah.
So how do I honor, it's a calling. I feel it's a calling, which I've been resisting wholeheartedly. So now at this stage, at this point, as soon as I made that shift, that, okay, I accept this, and I also accept that I'm here to write. So I'm going to do both. And how do I honor that as the paradox? Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And how do I find meaning in my daily life?
Uh-huh.
You know? So.
And I faith that, you know, when I was in the middle of writing my book, my father passed away.
Right.
Right? It took me off the path for a while. I had, you know, I couldn't keep focused on the book, but when I came back to it, it actually made my writing deeper.
Really?
So, you know, I felt that the writing was actually therapy for dealing with that. So, you know, the writing could be a gift.
I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
Really, and it's
mm-hmm.
inspiring that you say that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been looking, and, you know, I wanted to share something from, as you may know, I also practice the Sufi way of life.
Mm-hmm.
So in the Sufi tradition, there are a couple of things that they say, and in Sufism, it's a lot about longing and grieving and separation and elation,
mm-hmm.
and being ecstatic, bewilderment. So I was looking at all these different aspects. From, let's say, Rumi's poetry,
yeah,
for example.
Rumi's poetry.
Yeah, I love Rumi. And in that, what the Sufis say is that we have this sense of being separated. So we have grief, and we also have the fullness that all parts are of the same aspect of life, of taking life deeper with
mm-hmm.
more meaning, a deeper way of life. So separation is one side of life. Bewilderment is another side of life. And, you know, so, and for them, it's basically everything is the divine. Everything is the beloved,
right?
And so what I've been doing is making it separate. Well, this is separate and this is separate. But writing is one side of the coin, as is taking care of my parents,
mm-hmm.
which is the other side. And so it's, for me, it's been, how do I accept this? And how, again, do I find meaning in my everyday life without feeling overwhelmed, without resisting what is?
Mm-hmm.
And really looking for the gifts in the moment of what is.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you find meaning in life when it's a pretty tough situation to take care of one's parents as they get older?
It is. So, for example, my father was in the hospital for a little over 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We brought him home, and the prognosis was not very positive from what I understood the medical professionals and the doctors were saying.
Right.
However, he's done really well, and I'm amazed
mm-hmm.
at how well he's, you know, readjusting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a new normal, but he's doing really well. So yesterday, for example, we spent a few hours together, and we went out, you know, all over town.
Really?
Yeah, we did. From
Great.
One place to another and out here. And
mm-hmm.
the conversations we were having, watching him, he was even able to walk in a grocery store, which Norm, I thought, let's sit down or, you know, he's been using a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, no, he took the car and he walked and we shopped. We went out to eat. We went to the Hindu temple to celebrate, you know,
uh-huh.
The holy day. And so we were having such a good time, and what I found myself was, I was in the moment. I was
mm-hmm.
present in the moment, and I had this experience of feeling bliss,
mm-hmm.
ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to that, I would resist.
Right.
I would come in and out and go, okay, I'll do this. But yesterday, what I observed myself was I was present with my dad, I was present with my mom, I was present in the moment with what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And even when we went to dinner, we went to this Thai restaurant, that's my dad's favorite restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And I was observing my mom and dad enjoying their food. And I was in awe. I was like, oh my God, this is what love is. This is what joy is. This is what meaning
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel the book is being written as I'm experiencing life.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll come through from that place.
Yeah, I hear that. I think that that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this experience is opening you up in a different way.
It is, and it's allowing me to willfully shed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some parts I feel have been broken open.
Right.
But I also have that choice to say, okay, I'm going to shed this belief. I'm going to shed this perception.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to look at this from a different perspective, different perception, And even this morning, we received a call that one of my uncles passed away, and I was reflecting that I don't know how much time I have here, let alone how much time my parents have here, or my brother and my brother's family, or my friends, you know. And so how do I honor all these relationships? Because at the end of the day, I'm very clear, it's not the things that are going to matter. It's going to be the relationships and how I loved and how I allow myself to be loved.
Absolutely.
Right? Again, yeah. Two sides, the love and be loved.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is just one lesson after another, after another, after another to say, okay, am I going to go in the direction that life wants through me? Or I'm going to resist it and create more suffering.
Right. Right. And I think you made a good point when you talked about the new normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, really, if you go back in time at the beginning of your life till now, don't you think you always had to deal with a new normal? I mean, our life evolves, and sometimes the changes are really significant, and sometimes they're just really gradual, and you don't notice it, but we're always having to adjust to a new normal.
Yeah, what I understood, I wanted to share this one haiku with you, if I may. Mm-hmm. Let me just, and so life, what I observe in nature is it's coming apart and coming together, you know? Or the acronym that I heard one day, Dr. Deepak Chopra, when he shared the acronym for God, G-O-D, generator, organizer, and dispenser, or even destroyer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, I made some notes and I was looking at, let me just find this here, with the deity or the god Ganesh, or in Sanskrit known as Ganapati. And Ganesh is a provider and a remover of obstacles. So providing obstacles and also removing obstacles. And what I understood is that basically, we are given this challenge to work with what we have been given versus what we want and desire. So, yes, my goal and desire, which I believe is coming from within, is to write. And at the same time, I'm given this responsibility to take care of my parents as they age.
Right.
So I've been provided with obstacles that allow me to evolve and grow.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, the universe is removing obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Then I was reading this haiku by, have you heard of the 16th century poet Basho?
Yeah, that name is familiar.
Right, and he had a student named Kikaku.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wrote this haiku. And then Basho went back to him and said, no, we have to honor creatures of nature. We have to honor creation. And so here's what he said to his student Kikaku as to how to write. He had him, without grammatically correcting him, just explain that we cannot abuse nature. We cannot abuse creation.
Uh-huh.
So here's what he said. We shouldn't abuse God's creatures. You must reverse the haiku. Not a dragonfly remove its wings, pepper tree, but a pepper tree, add wings to it, dragonfly. I'm going to say that once more. Do I have time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't abuse God's creatures. You must reverse the haiku. Not a dragonfly, remove its wings, pepper tree. But a pepper tree, add wings to it, dragonfly.
Mm-hmm.
So we, instead of taking things apart, which we're so good at destroying exactly what's happening,
right.
My understanding of what we're doing to nature, but this is putting it back together.
Right.
So I look at my life as part of creation. I know how to break it apart, but now I'm realizing I want to put it together.
Mm-hmm.
And together, creating that wholeness. Wholehearted experience. So everything being with you in this moment, the holy experience, H-O-L-Y and W-H-O-L-L-Y.
Mm-hmm.
How do I do that in the presence of my dad and mom?
Yeah.
How do I do that when I'm talking to my brother and my sister-in-law on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
how do I do that in exchange with friends, right? How do I do that with myself and my creator?
Mm-hmm. And how do you do that with the pen and paper?
Thank you. How do I do that ultimately with what I believe is my calling, my dharma to write?
I'm just going to tell you something really quick.
Yeah.
Because I think that you were talking about Ganesh.
Yeah.
My name, Mara,
yeah,
is the name of a, I've read about this, is the name of a Buddhist devil.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
But in Buddhism, devils aren't really devils.
Hmm.
Mara is a god who puts obstacles in your way.
Really?
So that you can learn how to evolve and grow.
Talk about a sacred city.
Like, boy, I really picked the name.
I know. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
So this is really, like, great stuff, Trihana. I think this is just touches everybody's life. It's so important. And if people want to find out more about you and get in touch with you and learn more from you, how can they do that?
And so I would say best way is Google my name,
mm-hmm,
and you'll find ways to get in touch with me. I don't have a website right now, and I've decided to put that on hold for a particular reason. And so when you Google Jihan Baraka, and I'm on Facebook, I'm very active on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I've also started another company with my partner Charlotte Moore, which is W3 Media.
Oh, okay.
And so our website for that will be up as well.
Mm-hmm.
And other things are in the, process of happening. My own YouTube TV show. So.
And you already have YouTube videos, though. Right?
I do. So just Googling and finding and connecting with me.
All right, great. And I will post I'll post that Google link on my website so people can just click on that.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming back and this time coming live in the studio. And this was very, very good.
Thank you, Erin.
Yeah. All right. Have a good evening.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to take a quick break, and we have lots more to come, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240. Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping
Worried about memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the fact. Memory loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask. Available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909.
I almost spoke all the words that I wanted to say. I almost saw what you look like, bless your wall. But almost doesn't count anymore. And a sure thing never will. Almost felt all the things that I dream about. and you almost heard all the songs that I sing out loud. But almost doesn't count anymore, and a sure thing never will. So many things are so trivial to me when I see all the world around me. And at times I forget what.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmaricarpell.com.
Okay, and we are back with a little echo. And if you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Carpell and your Golden Years right here on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmaracarpell.com. And now just a little news before we go on. As I mentioned, I've launched a face-to-face consulting here on the internet. And this is for those of you who might have recently found yourself in the role of a caregiver and don't know what to do next, or need a little help in dealing with the stress of being a caregiver. You're forgetting to breathe. You might need somebody to help remind you to do that. And maybe you're newly retired and you still want to share your gifts with the world, but you're feeling fearful about taking the next steps to the new chapter in your life, or you just don't know what steps to take. And even if you're not near retirement at all and just feel ready to take some steps toward finding your bliss, I can help you with that. I'm ready to be there for you right here on the internet. It's not psychotherapy. My consulting is short term, maybe 3 to 5 sessions, and it's more of teaching and guidance and coaching. So sometimes we need a little guidance or a little bit of teaching to help us to overcome those obstacles in our way. And you can find out more by sending me an email to Dr. Mara at drmaracarpell.com or calling me at 512-626-6973. And as far as the other news, videotape that interview with Jihan Baraka, and that will be up on YouTube sometime soon. And you can hear see all of the YouTube videos on my website by clicking on videos. And you can also read all of my blogs at Huffington Post and ThriveGlobal.com on my website. And another great place to find out everything new is by following me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Carpell, Your Golden Years, and The Passionate Life by Dr. Mara Carpell. Two different Facebook pages. The second one is about my upcoming book. That is done and will be available. I've been told it'll be available in 2018 from a reliable source. All right. So this topic that I want to talk about today kind of follows really perfectly with what Jihan Baraka was just talking about, and that is about sticking to your dreams. So about a year and a half ago, I met a young Marine veteran who had a table at a fair on South Congress Street, which is just down the street from here in Austin, Texas, down Congress. And he had just started his company called Evolution, which was to help people follow their dreams. And Ben Gibson is his name, and he told me that he was working on a dream of his to find the best way to support other people in following their dreams, but that was his dream. And he was on my show the very next day to talk about it because I invited him on because I could tell that he was a dreamer who was going to make his dreams a reality. And then last year, Ben came back onto the show because he had just started his Unincubator, which was the next step in his journey to realize his dreams. And that is a place where people support each other in following their dream to do filmmaking. And so on Friday night, this past Friday night, I was surprised when Ben, or rather the Unincubator Facebook page, tagged me in a comment on their first Facebook Live show that they are planning to do every Friday night. And when I went to the time that the tag said, Ben was quoting me. He was quoting me, saying that, you know, that he had met this psychologist who told him this. And my words sounded much more profound coming back to me that way than when I had heard them in my own head or even coming out of my own mouth. And the quote that he said from me was, "What you do are your intentions." And his interpretation of this, which I love, is that your thoughts are not necessarily your intentions, but what you actually act on reflect your intentions. And that was really powerful to me coming back in that way and really made me think about words that I had said that I hadn't really even thought about when I said them, I think. And really, you know, we can think and we can dream all we want, but nothing will happen unless we actually take depth towards those dreams, and action is important. To quote another very insightful teacher, Art Mendoza, who is the producer of this show, his quote is, "The universe rewards action." So we really do have to take steps toward following our dreams, even if they're small steps, even if it's just steps to find out what to do next, inquiring. And I invited Ben Gibson to be back on the show. He will be back in December to talk about his unincubator, that is his dream. And his dream, when I met him, was not fully formed, but was a strong desire in a particular direction. And he took action before the dream was even fully formed, because that's how we find out how to form our dream and what we really want. We have to take action and learn through trial and error and then stick to it, watching it take shape and watching the evolution of this dream. So sticking to the dream, even as it takes form, and sticking to the path of discovering how it will take form and evolve, staying true to the essence of it and not giving up when there's a curve in the road, but going with the flow, is really important. That is key. And that's kind of what Jihan was just talking about, how life throws you curveballs and you have a choice whether to give up or find how that curveball is changing your dream, helping it to evolve, and continuing to take action, moving forward, even if the action sometimes is to intentionally take a pause, to rethink the direction that the dream needs to go in. Sometimes we have to take a pause and reflect and rethink that maybe we have to change our direction and our path, not stop, but change it, or we need to take a pause just to relax and refresh and refuel ourselves. So why do we need to follow our dreams? You know, I write about this in my book. I've written blogs about it. I've spoken about it here on the show, about following this dream, no matter how old we are. Why do we need to do that? You know, I'm 55, and you know, some people at 55 are, okay, I've already, you know, done what I wanted to do, and now I'm just going to think about retiring and, you know, go relax somewhere on a beach or whatever. I'm just getting to the point of more fully forming my dream, and I know that there is more to go in terms of this evolution, and I've stuck to it for several years. My dream of being able to help people in a broader way rather than just one-on-one with my experience and knowledge that I've gained over the years and through writing and teaching and radio and internet, speaking, whatever medium, and using my creativity in doing it. That's my dream, being able to teach, help people, and be creative. And that has been my North Star through the toughest of times. And I mentioned that when I was talking to Jihan just before, that when my father passed away, having this dream, even though I took a break for a little while from it, but having it still there, still present, was very much healing, a way of healing for me. And it went into my writing, and it goes into my experience of helping other people, creating more compassion. I wouldn't have wanted it to happen. It's not something I wanted, but you can't control what life gives you. And you have to take what it gives you and use that and somehow turn that into a positive. And having this dream has given my life more meaning in everyday life, like Jihan spoke about. It gives me a reason to get out of bed, even on the days when life is a little tougher. And it adds excitement and joy and vitality when life is smooth and going well. It opens me up to synchronicity and messages that I feel are around me coming from the universe. And it connects me with the most amazing people like Jihan Baraka and all the other wonderful guests I've had on this show. And it brings vitality and joy into my life. You know, a commonly held perception is that dreaming and following our dreams are for the young. And, you know, I had dreams when I was young. I decided to become a psychologist and go all the way to my PhD. I made that decision when I was 19 years old. And I did it. I stuck to it and I did it. And I, you know, it was a long road. And I am very happy that I achieved that dream. And then my dream was to have a practice, a private practice, where I saw clients in my office. And I absolutely have loved doing that. I achieved that dream. I realized it. But now after, you know, 25 years, along the way, even, you know, 10 years ago, my dream started changing. I had a new dream. I think that's, you know, how humans are. You know, you achieve one thing and it's like, all right, I'm going to keep doing this, but right now I want to, now what else? I want to do something else. How can I use this towards something even bigger? How can I open my mind to see something bigger and broader? And, you know, and I think that logic points us to the fact that when we're in our 50s and even 60s, maybe even older, after we've, you know, had a lot of life experience, many have raised families, many of us have worked in the career of our calling when we were younger, I think we have a clearer idea of what we now find fulfilling and what gifts we have to offer. And or at least we have that gut feeling that there is something more, that there's something more that we want to do. That's all we need, is that little spark of that feeling, there's something else I want to do. And I know before I got to this point of deciding I was going to go in this direction, I was really feeling that strongly. I didn't know what I was going to do next, but I knew that there was something else that I was going to do. And there was a way to take creativity and add it to helping people. That's what makes me come alive, is being able to use some form of creativity in helping other people. And, you know, it's really easy to get stuck in what Gay Hendricks refers to as the zone of genius. Where we find out that, you know, we're really good at something, we get paid well at it, everybody likes how we're doing it, it's real, that's the zone of excellence, okay? We get stuck in the zone of excellence, we're really excellent at doing it, but our zone of genius is that area that we have to take leaps. We have to take risks to get there. It's a dream. It's we have to put ourselves out there, and it's we know that when we think about it, we get excited. There's a feeling of that would be so wonderful to be doing that. That's how we know we're looking at the zone of genius. Zone of excellence is the, yeah, I'm pretty good at this. I know how to do it, and, you know, I can do it with my eyes closed, and I can make money, and people are happy with me. That's great. That's how you bring in the income. But then you know, what really makes you come alive? And being able to take the leap to turn that into even a livelihood. And when we tune that out, that's when people start to have that vague feeling of depression and or feeling down or feeling like there's something more, but I don't know what it is. Or I haven't fulfilled my life. Maybe feeling excessively fatigued all of the time, feeling down and depressed or having very vague, hard to diagnose symptoms and illnesses very often come about because we've given up on our dreams. We've gotten stuck in this zone of excellence where we feel like we have to keep doing that because that's how we're going to keep paying the bills. But to be able to even make a step toward a dream helps you come alive. So I would never tell anybody to just quit their day job and only focus on their dreams unless they had a huge bank account and could afford to do that. But it is possible to follow our dreams while continuing to do what brings in income and eventually start taking risks at having our dreams start to bring in income and asking for that energy exchange, that we do something and we receive something in return, including money. There's nothing wrong with that, to be paid for giving your gifts to the world. So it's some for many people, if you're not wealthy, for many people this is a gradual shift. But even that process, even that journey brings you vitality and joy in your life. That's what my book is about, vitality and joy. You know, knowing that, you know, yes, it means that you might have to work on the evenings and weekends on your dream. But that's okay because it doesn't feel like work. It's something that you love to do. So here are some, I think, you know, what often makes me feel disappointed and down, you know, I actually sometimes take it personally, is when I see somebody really on the road to their dreams and really they have the gift and they have a dream to how to share that gift, and then they give up because they run into obstacles. And then I feel really sad because I know there are always going to be obstacles. Like Jihan said, there are always, you know, that's the paradox of life. And if you can stick with it through the obstacles, then having that dream helps you through the obstacles. So how do you stick with it? My first bit of advice is to be open, like Jihan said, to be open to changes, to be open to evolving your dream, to be open to the winding nature of the path and not expect it to be a straight line, and open to the idea that your dream may not turn out to be what you originally pictured it, and that's okay because it may be even much better. And you learn as you walk along this path, in this journey, you learn what is possible, and sometimes it's even bigger than what you dreamed. And the curves in the road take you in different directions about how to achieve your dream, or they You know, as I mentioned, my father passed away. That wasn't a positive thing, but I was able to deepen my writing because of it, and my writing helped me to get through it. So these paths, you know, they curve, and that's how life is, and to be open to that, but don't give up. The next bit of advice is to take one step, even a small step, every day toward your dream. And that could be just making a phone call, inquiring, getting information about how to do something, doing research on the internet, networking with other people. If your dream is to write, then write for 10 minutes. Even if it's not what, you know, you don't know what you want to write about, just write. Because that's one of the things I've noticed in writing is that if I haven't been writing for a while, if I'm waiting for the perfect idea, it's much harder to get to writing. You have inertia. The best way to overcome inertia is just do it and just write about anything. And then you kind of oil the, you know, you oil it and you start to, the writing starts to flow. And then you start to find that you're writing about something that you want to write about. You have the idea and it just flows. So write for 10 minutes. And if you feel like writing longer, write longer. If your dream has to do with drawing or painting or singing or playing an instrument, just do it. Do it. Just do it for 10 minutes. Even if you're busy, everyone has 10 minutes that they can squeeze into the day. Even if you wake up 10 minutes earlier or go to sleep 10 minutes later, take one step. The third thing is surround yourself with other people who are following their dreams, who have a dream. Surround yourself with dreamers who are taking action. So there are many groups, many networking groups where that's what people do. They support each other. They may not have the same dream that you have, but the one part of their dream that is similar to yours is that they have a dream that they want to realize. So being around people with different dreams is okay, but having a group that is moving forward. These are people who believe in dreaming and following their dreams. And, you know, those kind of groups are also an opportunity to network and get ideas and connections that may actually help you in a very practical way with your dreams. So I've gone to some of these networking groups, and nobody in the group has the same dream as I do. But several of those people have been guests on my radio show. So they actually helped me in my dream, and they asked me for help in theirs. So surrounding yourself with dreamers is really, really beneficial in helping you to achieve your dream and helping you to not stop, because that enthusiasm is very contagious. And then find people who are doing what you want to be doing and connect with them as well. So people love to teach and give advice. And many people who are ahead of you in terms of achieving that dream will be willing to give you important information that you need to realize your dream. You may think that they want to keep it as a secret, but people love to teach. They love to show their knowledge. And you can benefit from that. They feel good doing it, and you actually learn really vital information. And surround yourself with positive people in general, people who help you feel energized. That's going to help you in sticking with your path to following your dream. Stay away from the people who are always negative, who are telling you, oh, you can't do that, and that's a crazy dream, or just negative in general about life, and stop with your own negative thoughts. We often have a habit of doing that with ourselves. We notice all our faults. We put ourselves down. We tell ourselves, oh, you can't do that. What's the point? And if you notice that you have a habit of doing that and you can't stop, then one way of dealing with that is actually ignoring the voice, saying, that's just the voice in my head that doesn't know anything, and distracting yourself and doing something that feels good until eventually that voice goes away. And which brings me to my next tip, which is mindfulness meditation, because mindfulness meditation, which just involves spending some time breathing and noticing your thoughts and not getting hooked in, just labeling your thoughts. Oh, that's a thought about this, my laundry, that's a thought about how I can't achieve my dream. Noticing your thoughts helps you to become more aware of those self-statements when they happen. You learn to become more mindful. And mindfulness meditation is also a great way to relax and refresh and rejuvenate so that you can have more creative ideas about how to follow your dream or maybe a new dream if you don't have one. It will help you create a dream. So there are plenty of videos on the internet about how to meditate with mindfulness meditation that are free, many books about mindfulness meditation. There is a chapter about it in my book that will be coming out soon, but it is all over the place. So it's very easy to learn how to do mindfulness meditation, and it's very simple to do. It isn't always easy, but it's very simple, okay? You just have to stick with it. And then remind yourself why you're doing this. You know that this is something that helps you to feel good and that you're going to be helping other people. And then spend time every day planning the next day. Come up with a plan for the next day about what small steps you're going to take tomorrow toward achieving your dream. It could be a phone call to somebody for information, as I said, or it could be that you're going to write a page in your book, or you're going to draw a picture, whatever it is. Plan it for the next day. Put it on your schedule. Even if you only have 10 minutes, plan for 10 minutes toward following your dreams the next day. Or maybe it's finding out what networking groups are out there. Okay? So, I'm going to go back and say take time to rest and let your mind create and be ready for the ebb and flow, and be open for the flow of things actually starting to move in the direction of your dream. Because I think that's one of the things people do is they get scared, okay, when things are moving in that direction. So be open and, don't be scared. What is there to lose? All right. So on that note, we're going to take a brief break, and when we come back, Laura Galazunas will be reporting in from the retirement paradise, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Any guidance offered by Dr. Karpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Karpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.
In his hand, teach us stories how to live.
that he knows how to live.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel and your Golden Ears on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmarakarpel.com. And now joining us on the phone, Laura Gelalunas is calling in from the retirement paradise, which is Vallarta, Mexico. Welcome, Laura.
Hey, how are you this evening?
I'm okay. How are things there in Vallarta?
It's been a long rainy night and a long rainy day. We've got Tropical Storm Pilar off the coast, so no big winds or anything like that, but we have had a good steady rain since sometime yesterday afternoon. So
so you kind of need the rain, don't you, to cool off a little bit?
Yes, we do. We need the rain. We only get rain during the summer, so, you know, from about November on, till almost June or July, we don't get any rain at all. So,
right.
This is, we really, yeah, we need it. So, kind of nice, lazy day.
Is it a little cooler with the rain?
Oh, yeah. It's only like, it's not even 80 degrees today.
Oh,
so.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, I want it to rain here. it's still hot here.
Oh, goodness.
So what's going on with the retirees down there? I know you said that September's kind of low and not as many people are there, but are they doing things these days, the ones who are still there?
Yes, there's still plenty to do here. The expats in Vallarta group still has, you know, at least one or two events a week, whether it be, you know, meeting for morning coffees or, you know, dinners, different things like that. So they continue all year round. We still have the Friday Foodies, which meets obviously on Fridays, to to dinner. So there's that runs through the end of October. And a great way to meet people. So that's still going on. You know, the theater still continues. I mean, you know, people play golf this time of year. You know, I mean, it's just, there's a lot still going on. Not as, you know, hectic as it is during the winter season, but still a lot going on. You can busy your, you can definitely keep busy.
Right. Are there any big events, or did they hold off until the winter visitors come back?
There's really, so kind of waiting. Probably the events will probably start up in November again. So, you know, the art walk starts the last week of October, which is a self-guided tour. It's like a dozen galleries on Wednesdays, and then you get a chance to meet the artists. And typically the galleries that are featuring the artists typically have refreshments, so it's a good way to, you know, scope out some of the great things being done in the area. So a couple golf tournaments in Punta de Mita.
So when does when do the winter visitors tend to start trickling back into town?
I would say the end of October and November.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some wait until after Thanksgiving, but others come down to, you know, they start coming in November.
Okay. So you still have some time. It's still not crowded to drive places and things like that, right?
Right. No, it's, you know, still pretty, it's fairly quiet. Kids are back in school, so, yeah, great time to come down. It's not quite as frenzied as it is during high season.
And there are always water sports going on.
Always. There's always, you know, you can always find something to do. So,
and is it still a good time to start looking for places to live for the busy season? Are there still places around?
Yes, there are. Your selection isn't going to be quite as good as it is. Most people, you know, have their place rented for the next season by the end of the previous season. So, but there's still places. You may not be able to get a place for as long as you want. I know people who wait and then they end up moving sometimes two or three times because their place was rented, or, you know, so you kind of got to juggle that and think about that before you decide.
Right. Right. But if people came back down right now, it would be a good place to actually see some, a good time to actually see some places, right?
Yeah, you can see some places because a lot of places, you know, you don't get to look at before you rent because there are renters in there. So unless it's, you know, specifically states that they can look, but most, you know, if the condo is rented, you're not going to get to see it first.
Right.
So best to make your plans ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely a good
mm-hmm.
idea to come down and try to get a look at where you're going to stay.
Right. And this is a good time since it's probably the emptiest time of the year, right?
Right. There's not a lot of people down here. Hotel rates are less expensive. Plane rates are less expensive. So definitely a good time to, you know, decide what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. And the weather... Weather's kind of hot and humid normally, right?
It's humid. You know, this whole summer we haven't been above 90.
Oh, that's great.
But gosh, the humidity, you know, when the dew point's like 83 degrees and it's like 89 degrees and the heat index 107 or 8, then, yeah, it's still hot, but,
yeah. But
then it's like living in a terrarium.
Yeah. But that kind of breaks. When does that break?
I've lived here for a while. So it usually broke mid-October.
Mm-hmm.
Last year it broke in November, but the year before that it didn't break until the middle of December. So weather's been a little wacky.
Right.
It used to be like October, that second week of October it broke, like the first 10 years I lived here. And then after that it was like, what? Still running the air in December? I'm like, no.
And then it's real comfortable for the high season, probably the nicest place to be.
Now, last year was pretty doggone good, so this summer hasn't been bad. We've had a few runs, you know, weeks of bad weather, but it's been cooler than usual.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's normal is what I should say.
Right. Okay, so if people are interested in looking at places to either rent or to buy, you can help them with that, can't you?
Yeah, I can definitely put them point them in the right direction.
And how can they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me at laura@boardwalkrealtypv.com. They can shoot me an email, and I can get them on their way.
All right. And if people are interested in finding out what is going on in Vallarta, what's the best way that they can do that?
They can do that on banderasnews.com, BanderasNews.com.
All right.
Big website, you know, has all kinds of news, entertainment, tips on living in Mexico and in the Puerto Vallarta area, Banderas Bay. They can all that in one stop.
Right, and it's updated every day, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. All right. And, you know, if somebody is interested in finding out what it's like to live down there or at least come there for the winter, are there places where, you know, best for them to contact with other, you know, to talk to other people who have done this?
They can check out the Expats in Vallarta website.
Mm-hmm.
There's stories on there.
Right. Okay. And that sounds perfect because that's the population, right? They're expats.
Yes.
Who have moved to Vallarta.
So definitely a place, you know, to gather information.
Okay.
So it's expatsinvallarta.com. They also have a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll post all of that on my web post about this show later tonight so people can just go there and click on those links.
Perfect.
All right. Well, thank you, Laura. And are you available to come back in 2 weeks?
Of course.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you in 2 weeks, and hopefully things will be starting to be less humid. It'll be October already.
I hope so.
All right. Well, you take care and stay dry.
I will do that.
All right. And we'll talk to you soon. Have a good evening.
Okay, perfect. Good night.
All right. Good night. All right. So we're going to take a brief break. We're going to play some music. And when we come back, Art Mendoza, producer of this show and musician, will be here on this side of the mic to talk about what is coming up in music and art on this show. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
Worried about memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the facts. Memory loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask, available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909.
Please visit us on the web at www.drmaricarpell.com.
Pack up my bags and move to Hollywood. Gonna find my fame in that neighborhood. Where is it going? Am I just a fool? It's a crazy thing, but what I wanna do. Get my big break, the price I pay today is never really too late. Well, I'm just fine, I'm fine in Hollywood. And more than time, I make it like I should. I do it fine, I'm very fine, yeah, I'm fine in Hollywood. I always knew I'd make the dream is dream, heaven in store. Make your own wishes, seek your own vision. A new star has just been born. Pack up my bags and move to Hollywood.
All right, and we are back. And here in the studio with me on this side of the mic is the producer of this show, Art Mendoza.
Yeah, we just heard Betty Navas, who I met about 2-3 years ago in South Padre Island over at the Quarterdeck, and kept contact with her and found out that she has her own group and her own music that she writes and composes. And that was Hollywood, Fine in Hollywood, which she wrote and just played for you. We'll be talking to her later in the future. We were supposed to have her a couple of weeks ago, but she was tied up with other engagements. So the next song we're going to hear is from Jelly Bread. This group I heard while I was at a wedding up in Utah, and we were seated like about 150 yards away from them, but I could tell by the sound that they weren't just a normal group. And it turns out that they write all kinds of music, and this is one of the up-tempo Funk to the Left, which is quite entertaining. Jelly Bread.
All right.
Funk to the right, slide to the right. Now if we say funk all day, throw your hands up in the air. And if we say funk all night, go ahead and get low. Here we go. Now it's a crazy little motion that we need to shake off. That if you're feeling in a funk, then all hope is lost. Never mind the fact that most things are just temporary. You can shake off that load and become legendary. Some people deal with funk on the job and at home. It feels to them, the funk won't leave them alone. But you can get to that space and air it all out. Shabak the plasma mouth, the best I gonna know what I'm talking about. I know you might be singing if you said the dub, but you should live every day like it's the last one. Come on, so you can slide with me. I got funk to the left and the right of me. That's right, I'm in a constant fight with the funk all day and all damn night. But as you can see, I never let it bother me. I just bob and weave.
You got funk to the left, you got funk to the right. You got funk all day, you got funk all night. You got funk to the left, you got funk to the right.
Man tripping, saying you're old. Supposed to have a check, but the mail running slow. Kids start crying, no milk for the cereal. And you remember the stash you hit about a year ago. Go ahead, Papa, here's your chance to put on your good shoes and do your thing.
You got funk to the left, you got funk to the right. You got funk all day, you got funk all night.
All right, that was Jelly Bread. And like I said, they write all styles of music, and it's just incredible to watch this band play. Now, about a year ago, we interviewed a beautiful couple of twins. They are Mona Lisa Wagner, and the group is called the Mona Lisa Twins. And this was out of Liverpool, which we pre-recorded and then played on a program. And this is a song that was written about their grandmother who had Alzheimer's, a beautiful song called Wide, Wide Land. And they'll be coming on the air in a couple of weeks. I'm editing their previous interview that we had this past week. So here are the Mona Lisa Twins.
She's walking through her hometown where she used to live a long, long time ago. Walking day by day and seems to know exactly where she wants to go. She looks across the country as if it's under her command. There's nothing to remember, there's nothing to pretend.
Wide.
Lisa twins. And now joining us on the phone, we have a surprise. We have Lucinda Waringa, Sandcastle champion and worldwide competitor, a.k.a. Sandy Feet. Hey, Lucinda.
Hi, Dr. Mara.
How are you
tonight? I'm great. Thank you.
How are things on South Padre Island?
Well, things are quite lovely here. I'm reporting from the luckiest little stretch of beach on maybe the whole Gulf Coast this week. I'll tell you, we were so lucky. We didn't get hit by Harvey or anything else. And we feel so bad about our people, friends to the north, but we are doing great down here.
And I am so glad.
Yeah. But especially since we have Sandcastle Days coming up really soon.
Yeah, when is that? When's that happening?
Well, start arriving next weekend. And then Monday, October 2nd, we will start work on the demonstration sculpture where we include all the logos of our sponsors, the people who make this thing happen. So that's important. And then on Wednesday, October 4th, we're having the third somewhat annual Sandcastler's Ball. And this is something I'm really excited about. Yeah, it's actually a fundraiser for our Sandcastle Trail here. You know, that we have a bunch of about 30 sculptures that we maintain and are hoping to expand to more than 30. And so this is how we raise the money to pay for the work that needs to be done on that. So we're going to have live music. We're going to have a silent auction with some really great prizes that you can win. We're going to have live sculpting demonstrations by our 12 visiting sand sculptors who have some of the best people in the world at this coming, and they're going to do little demonstrations at the ball. And then on Thursday, we will start the contest, and that will be go through the weekend. And these sculptors are amazing. They come from as far away as Holland, California, and let's see, we got a couple Canadians in there, and the West Coast is well represented. We have somebody from Washington State and also somebody from Oregon. These are world champion sand sculptors. You don't get to see things like this just every day out here on our beach. So it's worth coming for. We're going to have sandcastle lessons on Saturday, and that's when the contest ends. We have an amateur division where anybody can enter. They want to put a little team together, and it's going to be lots of music and things for the kids to do. It's going to be a big deal.
Yeah. So the best time for people to come is it starts at the time
on Saturday. Saturday and Sunday are the big days for the contest. Yeah, the ball.
And that's
definitely want people to come to the ball.
And that's October 7th and 8th?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
And we'll have some workshops. Just lots of things going on the beach. And, of course, it's also a splash weekend. And I'm not sure, is the Walk for Women this weekend, too? There's just so much going on, it's really hard to keep track.
I bet.
Yeah, we love this time of year. You know, the temperatures have come down just a little bit, and yet the water is still warm, and the hotel rates are very inexpensive. And, you know, it's just a really great time to come to the island. And we're here waiting for you.
So what's the best place for people to look if they want to look on the internet about the Sandcastle Days and find out what else is going on down there?
Well, yes, we have a website, sandcastledays.com. We also have a website for the Sandcastle Trail is sandcastletrail.com. We have a sandcastlersball.com. You know, we got all the .coms. You can also find all of the information on all of these events on Facebook, of course. We like to send people to the concierge page. If you look for a South Padre Island concierge, you find out all the stuff that's happening on the island in one convenient place. So that's what I would recommend. But,
okay.
You know, I'm I'm available anytime to answer questions about any of this stuff. And if you go to sandyfeet.com, you're gonna find me. So if you got a question, I'm really happy to answer it for you.
Right. And you give lessons.
I do. I give sandcastle lessons. And now I've actually got a person who's helping me out who gives sandcastle lessons in Spanish. So, in fact, that's what
nice.
You caught me at this evening. I'm taking a Spanish class. I'm trying to become less culturally ignorant.
Right.
Time, I guess.
And you also do sandcastles for people who hire you, right?
That's right. One of my favorite things to do is what I call these beach billboards. And I will create a customized billboard with a lot of them are "Will you marry me?" Probably witnessed
sweet.
More proposals than anybody else on this planet. It's one of my favorite jobs to do because so far all of them have said yes. I'm batting
a thousand.
Yeah. That's why, but I do ask people to pay me in advance, just in case.
All right. So, and the best place to find you is sandyfeet.com.
That's right. And Sandcastle Days, again, happening starting next weekend into the week after. And that will be at Clayton's Beach Bar. And that's right by the Hilton and La Quinta. You know, that kind of the north side of the island.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be so much going on. So better get those reservations made.
Yeah. So it actually starts this next weekend and then goes into the following weekend.
Yes. Right. The sculptors will begin arriving on Saturday. And then on the Monday after that, we'll get started on the demonstration sculpture. And that is interesting to watch. You know, you get to see the sculptors work together on a big project, kind of getting us all back into the sand before we start competing with each other. So
mm-hmm.
it'll be fun. This is our 30th annual. You know, we've been doing this for 30 years. Amazing Walter and I are the only ones who've been on every single project in those 30 years. So it's kind of cool.
Wow. Wow. That's
yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's kind of amazing to me we've managed to keep this going so long. But I guess the community has been very supportive, and the town of South Padre Island has helped us out a lot. And we're very happy to bring you a great show this year. This is all free. There's no charge to go see the sculptures. And frequently we're able to keep them standing for weeks after the event, you know, if the weather is cooperative. So if
mm-hmm.
you miss the contest, you can come a week later and still see the sculptures in pristine condition. So
great.
All
right. Well, I'm going to post all of that on my web post about this show with all the links that you gave me so people can go right there and just click
on it.
Well,
thank you for that. That's great.
And
thank you for
coming on the program this evening.
Well, I appreciate the invitation and hope to see you soon.
Yes. And good luck with everything. I hope the weather holds up.
Thank you. I hope so, too.
Yeah. All right. Have a good night.
All right. You, too.
Okay.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. So before Art knocks us off the air for another show, let me let you know what's coming up in the next couple of weeks. Next Sunday, October 1st, we're taking a little break, and we will be playing an encore of my interview with the Barefoot in London, and who I am honored to have had write the foreword to my book. And it was a really interesting conversation that we had, so tune in to hear that. And then on October 8th, we'll be back with another live show and another great show. And we will have therapist and writer Megan Devine, who is the founder of Refuge in Grief, joining us once again. And this time she'll be discussing her new book, which is ready for publication. It's called It's Okay That You're Not Okay, about dealing with grief. And Laura Gelazunis will be back to report in from the retirement paradise with the Vallarta, Mexico. And we'll have more. Well, I'm sure we'll have music And if you want to hear tonight's program again and read the information from this show and learn about upcoming shows or listen to previous programs, read my blog, see the videos, go to my website. Everything is there. DrMaraKarpel.com, DrMaraKarpel.com. And also be sure to follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years, and also my Facebook page about my book, The Passionate Life by Dr. Mara Karpel. And you, if you want to contact me regarding my online consultations for elder care or self-care or following your dream, you can email me at drmara@drmarakarpel.com, or call me at 512 or contact me through my website. And you can listen to this evening's show in as soon as 5 minutes from now by going directly to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. This program was produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by neurologist and memory specialist Dr. Ronald DeVere and by Storyhouse. And special thanks to my guests, Jihan Baraka, Lucinda Waringa, a.k.a. Sandy Feet, Laura Gelazunas, and of course, thank you to Art. And thank you all for listening. Have a peaceful night, an inspiring week. And remember, youth has no age. Good night, everyone.
Any guidance offered by Dr. Karpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Karpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show. Visit us on the web at www.drmarakarpel.com.